This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. I've been contacting many of you. Those of you who have supported what I do, you may have received a card in the mail or you could have received a phone call. And the reason for that is I wanted to thank you. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I can never fully tell you how much we appreciate when you guys click the button that supports what we do. All the things that we're trying to affect. We've got a new cop series coming out called Off the Cuff. That's going on. We've got another version of Bleeding Blue that's going to be even more chilling than the first movie we made. We've got the Flick Fest, which is a streaming site similar to Netflix, but obviously we don't have the people on the board of directors that they have. It is run by me and another gentleman who are staunchly conservative, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. We want independent filmmakers to have a place to take their product. Hollywood has a stranglehold on, well, they used to. I mean, Netflix is coming along, and we want to be the other version of that, but for the little guy. So I'd love to get, I forget how many we have because we have beta testers right now, but I'd love to get another 100 or so beta testers kicking the tires on it, giving us feedback on what they like or don't like. I'm going to tell you, there's some really good films out there. And most of them are short. So they're 15, 20 minutes. You get a chance to watch. And if you're like me, you appreciate what these youngsters and these independent filmmakers do for a fraction of a Hollywood budget. It's amazing to me what these people are able to create. That's what I love most about it. So I hope you'll check that out, because we're trying to give people alternative choices. Let's take away these elitist cabals that exist and don't let people get their stuff out there. I mean, every time I listen to the radio, you know, I like satellite radio because I hear music that I don't hear every day. Turn on your radio, go through a market, put on the top radio station. I swear to you, you will hear the same 10, maybe 15 songs everywhere you go. You can even have the radio on, and if you're in a big market, you click your radio, you'll hear the same song twice, two or three times, just scrolling up the dial when you're not bombarded with commercials. So the reason why I like satellite radio, and I'm not making an advertisement for it, but the reason I like it is you can hear stuff you've never heard, and they tell you who it is. I told you guys recently, the best singers are not people you've ever heard. The best actors are not people you've ever seen. So anyway, that's what we want to do. And our mission is to change pop culture and let people understand that they put worms in your mind to tell you this is the best singer. This is the best actor. This is the best school. This is the best whatever. And that's the politics of it. It's this mind-melding, droning, repetitive thing. And finally, we get into the mode of, wow, I guess De Niro is the top actor this year or whatever. They tell us what to think. What we try to do is reprogram you to trust yourself. Anyway, I will continue to contact many of you because I like being in contact with you as much as I can, and we appreciate and need the support. And for those of you, I don't know if you know this, but if you really want to get involved, we have a Thursday call every week with people that are big supporters. And it varies. It could be two people on the call or it could be 20 people on the call. But if you want to be involved in a big way, join us. We'd love to have you. Anyway, what's Trump's next big move? The good news for Trump is that he doesn't have to do anything for his next big move. All he's got to do is wait for Joe Biden and the Democrats to implode. And that's already begun. See, it begun a while back when they began the big cheat, the coup that occurred. Yeah. It started there, and now they're in it, and they have to convince the American people that Joe Biden's popular, that their positions on things are popular. And that is the beginning. That's the little thread that's on the fabric that you say, well, I can try to snip it with some scissors, but I don't think it's going to work because it's still going to keep fraying. And the minute somebody tugs on it, the whole garment is going to fall apart. And that's what's happening with the Democrats right now. They're trying to ram through a new bill for more money on COVID, on this Wu flu crap. And we have on hot mic people from the Biden administration admitting that it's got no more morbidity than the flu. We'll talk about that in a bit. But before we get into those aspects of it, I want to talk about Biden's domestic issues, the thing that's going to bring down the so-called Biden administration, which is already fraught with, you know, scandals. Because the minute Biden was put into office, the scandals began. See, the Bidens are a stupid family. Let's just be honest about it. They are. They've got a 78-year-old man suffering from dementia running the show. I just want you to think about the mafioso family environment we have here. He's got a Dr. Jill wife who wants to pretend to be more than she is, and she's going to be his capo, hanging on his arm, making every move for him, and she has zero experience. Her experience is in writing an education doctoral thesis that could have been written by an eighth grader. That's Dr. Jill at his side. Then they've got the crackhead brother, a crackhead son, who is the enforcer. He goes around cutting the deals. Then you've got crazy brother Frank, and I could go on. They're all crooked. And they've been doing it for so long, right under our noses, that they just think, hey, it's no big deal. Well, now they're in the spotlight. And there are big people ahead of that are leading them, the real string pullers, who are saying, clean it up or we'll clean it up for you. So Biden got the warning from the powers that be, and here's what Politico wrote of this warning. It said, in the midst of his campaign for president, Joe Biden took his younger brother Frank aside to issue a warning. For Christ's sakes, watch yourself, Biden said of his brother's potential dealings, according to a person with knowledge of the conversation. Don't get sucked into something that would first of all hurt you. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second. First of all hurt you. Who would it hurt next, Joe Biden? I'm just curious. We'll find out when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Donald Trump's next move and Biden's helping out. Here's a quote of Joe Biden. This isn't political. This is not in an article I wrote or whatever. But Joe Biden says to his younger brother, Frank, for Christ's sake, watch yourself. Talking about his potential business dealings. And this is from somebody who was close to the Biden campaign, and Politico is saying this. Biden goes on to say, don't get sucked into something that would first of all hurt you. Well, what's the next of all if the first of all is hurt you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Biden family put into office with crooked fraud, voter fraud. This article goes on to say, Biden, whose tone was both jocular and serious, according to the person, seemed to know that what is becoming plainly obvious now, his family's business ties threatened to undermine an administration whose messaging is centered on restoring integrity in the White House. Now, see, this is the great lesson here, folks, that you've been taught on this program and you knew all along. I just jogged your memory about it. Democrats are crooked, and they tell you exactly who they are. See, the last White House was not crooked. The last White House had integrity. This one doesn't. Politico continues, relatives' money-making ventures, most prominently his son Hunter's overseas dealings, have long dogged Biden. But it's taking on a new dimension now that he's in the White House. It's not taking on a new dimension. It's the same dimension. Yeah, let me tell you what the dimension is. The media didn't want to cover it. They pretty much ignored it. They dismissed it. Why? Because the big cheat had to happen. So they go on. Only a week into his presidency, Biden has already had the answers for matters related to his family. A law firm ad promoting Frank Biden's relationship with the president caused a stir when it ran on Inauguration Day. A federal investigation into his son's Hunter has invited scrutiny of just how strict the firewall he'll keep between the White House and the Justice Department. Let me just go ahead and clarify for you folks. There will be no strict firewall. Biden will and his handlers will instruct the Justice Department to slowly drop the case against Hunter, a crackhead who has more skeletons in his. You can't even get any more skeletons in his closet. The door won't even shut. But it'll go away. See, that's how things happen with the left. They just suddenly go away. Yeah. I just want you to think about what would have happened here if Donald Trump had issues with members of his family. He had a crackhead son with dealings in Ukraine, China, and Russia, proven to have gotten money. The idea behind his son was that he was dealing in sex trafficking of underage Chinese girls. He was having drug-fueled sexcapades, etc. His brother was dealing in crooked things to the point where the Donald had to pull him aside and say, hey, listen, you're bringing a lot of scrutiny on the family. His sister's involved. Ivanka's involved. Whatever. I just want to ask you, if a fraction of that occurred, is Donald Trump president? It is amazing to me, and it probably is to you as well, that the Democrats would pick such a flawed guy, which always, when something's that obvious to me, I always go, huh, you got to wonder what's the angle to put this guy in. And the angle to put in Joe Biden is very simple. You can control him because of this. Joe Biden is in deep kimchi. And that's what, I don't know who warned him, but somebody warned him and said, hey, you better tell Frank, don't do this. So that's what Biden's doing. Now, I'm not going to sit here and make too many things have gone on for me to say, oh, yeah, they'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, your audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Yeah, this is going to happen, man. They're going to get them. No, this is going to be another Hillary Clinton sweep under the rug, whatever. But here's what I will tell you. Every time they do this, when Politico begins writing about you and you're barely in office, When the left-leaning media is covering these stories, they dare to bring up Hunter Biden. They dare to bring up Frank. They dare to mention it in the context that Joe Biden is saying, look, you're making my life difficult. Something's afoot. It's not us bringing it up. It's not the Daily Caller. It's not Breitbart. It's not the BlackSphere.net. Not to give myself a plug there. It's Politico. And here's another interesting thing that Melissa brought up to me the other day. She says, why are you not hearing a single thing from Kamala Harris? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody writing something. She's probably covering the Chitlin circuit. You know, she's dealing with the colored folk. So I don't know what's going on there. But it's interesting to me that there's no talk of her. Are they cleaning up her image? She's probably meeting with image consultants. She's probably getting a whole new face from a plastic surgeon in, I don't know, in Switzerland or something. Or the Chinese are injecting some sort of a nanotechnology into her to make her change her personality. Who knows? But I don't hear much about her. I'm not saying that that people that take the number two slot, because I don't think of her as, I'm never going to call that chick a vice president, but I've got other names for her. Where is she? Speaking of the Bidens, going back to them, where's Hunter? What's he into? The first son. Think about how prominent, I think this is kind of funny to me, think about how prominent Don Jr. is with his father during the administration. Ivanka. Front and center. All the time. Easy to track down. And where's Biden? Where's Hunter? Nowhere to be found. I just find it interesting. Anyway, Trump, what's his strategy? All he's got to do is let Biden be Biden. Next thing, China. They're sending a warning right now to Joe Biden. The country's defense minister warned the U.S. They said essentially something along the lines of, you know, trying to contain China is mission impossible. And this is essentially the quote, and the United States will only end up shooting itself in the foot. This is what the defense ministry spokesperson said to Joe Biden's administration. And now Joe Biden, here's what's interesting. He pulled a Trumpian move and sent ships over to protect Taiwan as a show of force. And China essentially said, we'll see what happens. It's going to get dicey for Joe Biden. Already trying a Trump move. But what's he going to do when China says, we know we got you, Joe. What's he going to do then? Can't wait.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alfin and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News. Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News' Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26th memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on and on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Take you live to a press conference by General Warren Boutwell, in which he is expected to announce that he is a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
I wonder if he'll run as a Democrat or an independent.
Never know. Might be a Republican.
Yeah. Please. Kind of self-respecting black man will run as a Republican. Name one thing the Republican Party has done for black people. One!
They were the party of Lincoln. They stood against the tyranny of oppression by leading the call for the Civil War and forced passage of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves.
I named two things lately.
Love that clip from Undercover Brother with Dave Chappelle. Biden supporter, unfortunately, but talking about Trump's next move, and I think the Bidens and the Democrats are already helping Trump with his next move, and I don't know whether Trump wants to be president anymore or... And frankly, I don't care. I don't think the person holding that office means a whole lot under the climate that we're currently seeing things happen in. But I do know that there are some things that Trump can greatly influence. And as a president who got railroaded, you want to talk about holding some power. That we keep talking about, why do the Democrats, why do they want to go after him and impeach him after his presidency? I mean, it's unconstitutional. It's just, let me tell you what it is. It's very simple. They must crush him because this guy still maintains way too much power. Way too much. That's what this is about. Anyway, Wayne Allen Root wrote this thing. He says, most critics think Trump's winning streak ended with the presidential loss, but he disagrees. He says, Trump is relentless. Maybe the most relentless man in history. I don't know about that. If he were, I think he would have fought differently this time around. But he says, every time he's given up for dead, he makes the biggest comeback, the art of the comeback. He never gives up or gives in. He did. I'm not trying to just, you know, take anything away from Wayne Allen Root, but I mean, Trump gave up. They say he finds a way to turn lemons into lemonade. He could certainly do that. And I think that he's going to play the hand that he was dealt. But I got to tell you, if you can't do it as president, I don't know how well you can do it as a dude on the sideline watching the powers that rooted him out. How that can happen. Anyway, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. He says, before I get into the details of the comeback, let's define winning. It says, Trump critics think he just lost and therefore he's no longer a winner. Not true. Back in 2016, Trump won the biggest upset in political history. This time around, he added 11 million new votes. His 74
million votes were the most votes for any incumbent president in American history. He received more votes than any Republican in history. I don't doubt any of that. It's true. He also received more votes than any president in history. Let's just be clear about this. So he says, sorry, Trump haters, but that's called winning at superhuman levels. Nevertheless, Trump lost and Biden won. I'm going to add this in the big cheat. Democrats, rhinos, and the fake news media all believe Trump is finished. So now it's time for the greatest comeback in history for Trump and America. I do believe this. I do believe it is the greatest potential for a comeback in history for America. I believe Trump's 4 years set the stage for what could be the most fantastic vision of America that we've had in decades. And I think that's part of the reason why the Democrats want to destroy him, is because that vision is now emblazoned in the minds of a minimum of 74 million people. I think it's more than that. I think it's closer to 80. I think that the 80 million people that have been impacted also imprinted upon the people around them. Think about that number. 80 million. I mean, if you want to play games and say it's 74, fine. 74 million people voted for Trump. And I'm not talking about reluctantly holding their noses. They supported him. That's huge. I want you to think about the sphere of influence. These are 18-year-old and older people who probably are, I'm not going to go into the demographics because it's wide and varied. But these are people that are business owners. I mean, they're influencing many people in their sphere. So what is that number? We got 338 million people in America according to the last census. And almost 80 million of them, I think it is 80, support Trump. And what about those around them? You get what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. My son, my youngest son, don't even mention Joe Biden to him. You might get punched. He is a staunch Trump supporter, a staunch conservative. So just consider the power behind that. I talk about it all the time. If we were to move 80 million people off of social media, you know, platforms and into our own, if we move 80 million people away from Amazon, away from Hollywood and Netflix, away from whatever, do you really understand the economic impact that would have? I don't know how to calculate it. 80 million voters who believe the way Trump does, who believe in the American dream as defined by the founding fathers, and I could go on. That is so powerful. That scares everybody, not just the Democrats. That scares the Republicans more than it scares the Democrats. Why do you think there were so many turncoats? We have a chance to teach the Republicans an unbelievable lesson here. Unbelievable. And we will do it. We will teach them a lesson they will never forget. And that's the first thing that Wayne Allen Root talks about. He says, Trump must become the kingmaker of the GOP. The Trump army is 74 million strong. The Republican Party belongs to Trump. He should remake the party in his image. By the way, we talked the other day about John Weaver, the guy who started the Lincoln Project that went after Donald Trump, the guy that has solicited multiple men over the internet. They didn't want it. He just decided, hey, you look pretty sexy. You know, hey, you want to come hang out with me? The guy that was John McCain's campaign manager. That kind of Republican. And you wonder why Donald Trump said John McCain was a waste of space. That he disregarded John McCain's war record, which made everybody go, oh my God, he's a dog. Yeah, that John McCain, that John Weaver, and how that is intrinsic to leftism, which will tell you these people were nothing but rhinos to begin with, power brokers. McCain is a stain in Arizona. Look, I'm not talking about the man's personal level with his family and his friends and all that. They can think what they want about him. Politically, he's a stain. I'm not talking about his war record. I don't think it's as good as they make it out to be, because let me tell you what leftists do. They lie. But whatever you want to think about him as a veteran, whatever you want to think about him as a father or as a husband or whatever else, fine. But politically, he's a stain. I don't care what you think about me for saying it. That's what I believe. So he's right. Wayne Allen Root says, in some ways, Trump's defeat was empowering. As a president, Trump couldn't get rid of rhinos and never Trumpers because he needed their votes. But from the outside, he can remake the party, elect allies, end the careers of the GOP traitors who stabbed him in the back. Are you listening, Rep. Liz Cheney? I would add to that. Are you listening, Governor Ducey? Are you listening, Governor, who's the governor of Georgia? You listening? Donald Trump, he's right about this. He can mount the most amazing, he can put political pressure not only on Republicans, but on these Democrats, Whitmer, Pritzker, all of them. He can go out, and there are many others too. Let me tell you another one that you don't hear mention of, Asa Hutchinson out of Arkansas. He's just as bad. There are many of them that didn't come into play because the Trump easily won the state. They didn't consider it a battleground state. There are many of them. So he says Trump should recruit, endorse, and campaign for Trump Republicans in each GOP primary where they're running against rhinos, never-Trumpers, and backstabbers. 74 million Trump voters will vote for his chosen candidate in GOP primaries, and by 2024, the GOP will be 100% remade in Trump's image. I wouldn't say there's 100%. Too many rhinos lingering out there. But he can make a dent.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Boy, did we learn some hard, cruel lessons in this last election cycle. We watched state legislators let us down. They pretended, oh, we're going to contest the election and all this other stuff. They let us down big time. We learned how many rhinos really exist within the Republican Party. Wow, a lot. We learned that the Republican Party is just as weak-kneed and as full of sissies as we thought they were. We learned a lot of stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Get involved. Do like my good friend Albert and my girlfriend, my 97-year-old girlfriend Ruth. Get involved. Get in. Contact us. We love hearing from you. Anyway, we're talking about an article about what should Trump do, and most of the things I've been talking about today is what are Trump's next move, and I think the Democrats are helping. They're going to get more and more desperate as we get wins at the legislative level. And by the way, if you're watching, you're seeing a lot of things happening. Secretaries of states are under fire. New vote counts are now being relooked at. All the things that should have been done prior to the election ending are now starting to be done. Why? Because the Democrats think they've won, but I think the Democrats have miscalculated big time. So Wayne Allen Root says the first thing Trump has to do is he needs to become a kingmaker. He needs to go after the people that were part of the cabal, part of the coup. And I agree. He should make sure McConnell, all of them, make sure they get hurt. Because the number of people, I think it's 70, I think it's 80 million. They keep talking about 74. But a lot of Trump votes went to Biden in this big cheat. But whatever that number is, I say to the people that are staunch supporters of Trump like myself, somebody identify the people that we need to go after, make the case, I will definitely vote against them. I think many of you probably agree with me that if Donald Trump were to say, we've done a complete analysis, here are the people we're going to get rid of, and here are the people we will make sure are going to be elevated, like the Josh Hawleys of the world. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. He goes on to talk about the next thing Trump should do. He says, the next thing Trump should do is spend the next 4 years fixing voter fraud at the state level. Trump should recruit his billionaire buddies to put up hundreds of millions to attack this problem. Trump's goal should be to reform election law in just a handful of states that cost him the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona. Again, I completely agree. One of my friends, Catherine, runs a thing called True the Vote. And I'd say that woman is spectacular at what she does. Give her funding. Give Project Veritas funding to do undercover stuff. Start doing it now. Get these Democrats who are disgruntled, who watch this happen, and say, no, 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 don't leave your party just yet. Stay in there and get us the dirt. And let's be surgically focused on the states that screwed us over. Let's go after their governors. Let's go after their secretaries of states. Let's go after their attorneys generals. Let's go after all the legislators who were weak-kneed sissies when it came time to really do the right thing. Look, there's a lot of money that goes into this stuff, but you start attacking these guys at this level and they won't know what hit them. We could change things within a decade. Oh, it's not going to happen in one instance. I don't think it's one election cycle. He says if Trump spends his time, money, and focus on reforming election laws in those six states, the GOP will be back in business in 2022 and 2024. I'll say this. They'll be well on their way. Thirdly, he says Trump needs to raise billions from his billionaire backers to build TMN, Trump Media Network. I tell you what, I love this idea, and here's why. If 74 million people, I say it's 80, were to go away from Fox, turn off CNN and all that, and start driving those kind of numbers to a Trump Media Network, it would be astounding. It would be so supported, unbelievably so. He says, this should include a national cable TV network, a national talk radio network, a new version of the Drudge Report called the Trump Report, conservative versions of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Conservatives would never again have to depend on the mainstream media or Silicon Valley. Now, here's the thing. I don't want Trump to have one. I don't want one man to have that kind of power. I don't know about you. I like Donald Trump, but I don't want to see the Trump network, you know, I mean, another 100 billionaire, you know, one in the hands of one person. But what Trump should do is he should help engender multiple networks that fight it out. Multiple social media instances, you know, on the, and I'm not going to call them conservative, medias of purveyors of truth. He should do multiples of those and let them battle it out.
There are already multiple networks, OAN, Newsmax, America's Voice, and others that are coming up. He goes on, only Trump has the money, brand, and fundraising ability to change the media and social media landscaping like this. That's not true. That's not true. He says, and think of this amazing bonus. Not only will 74 million Trump voters have permanent places to communicate, but if we all move away from mainstream media and social media, they will collapse. See, that's what I said earlier. Trump will cripple his enemies, put many of them out of business. Now, I've already said that's going to happen. I've already predicted. I said, Twitter, Jack Dorsey better get as much money as he can now out of this Twitter, because it's going to go the way of the ghost. I wouldn't be surprised if a Facebook or Google soaked it up for pennies on the dollar. So those are the three things that Wayne Allyn Root says needs to happen. Trump needs to jump on the GOP like ugly on an ape. He needs to start impacting races, and I completely agree with this. He says the second thing that Trump needs to do is he needs to spend the next 4 years working on voter fraud so it can never happen again. By the way, these are not it's funny that we keep, you know, somebody thinks that Trump is the person that can do this. You know what we keep coming back to when we say Trump needs to do this, Trump needs to do Trump? You know what they keep coming back to? I keep coming back to the 80 million people that support Trump. See, it isn't Trump that can do it. He's a facilitator. It's you. It's you. Go spread the word. People now have pages up on MeWe, Gab, Spreely, and Parler, and others. People are now watching OA. I've had many people say, Kevin, I watch Newsy. You heard of Newsy? I saw it. I watch Newsy. I'm doing, you know, they are not just dyed in the wool. I mean, Fox is still being watched, but I already told you this. In 5 years, Fox will, not even 5 years, I predicted it earlier. I said Fox will not be the dominant news source. I said this a year ago, maybe 2 years. I said within 2 to 5 years, Fox will not be the dominant news source on cable TV. It will not be. It's already happened. Let me go further. Fox will end up in the cellar and stay there for years to come until finally they either change their model or they sell. Or, I mean, that, those are really the two choices. Or they could fail. They could completely fail. I don't think they're going to let that happen. They're done. And now I agree with all of these steps. Anyway, the third one, of course, he said is to for Trump to start his own media network. I don't disagree with any of those points, except that I don't believe that Donald Trump should be Donald Trump needs to understand that spreading this stuff around is the right way to go. There is no dominant media on the left. CNN, NBC, and then, of course, all of the regular ABC, NBC, etc. But MSNBC and CNN are the two. And then when you look at their print media, they've got, you know, the Daily Kos, Huffington Post, whatever, even though HuffPo is supposedly owned by conservatives. He needs to spread it around. And he needs to hit every one of them. And now, I have no problem with him building his fortune back the same way that Zuckerberg and those guys did it. But let's do it with a different model. Let's you know, and I got some other thoughts on that I won't really bore you with on the radio. But that's Trump's plan, folks. That's what I believe would be his next move. What are your thoughts? Let us know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.